At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome to the final episode of the Power Up Podcast for 2023. And I wanted to do something different and look back at our 16 separate episodes we've had this year with all the various members that have joined me for conversations and interviews and put up with my questions. And I wanted to look back and pull out some tidbits of advice, information, and just generally get a better idea of the consortium throughout the year from all the different folks that have joined us. So who better to kick this off than our very own chair, Audrey Marich from PPL.
I would just like to encourage folks to get involved. A little bit about my personal journey in hopes that maybe it'll inspire someone else. When joining the SDSIC, my organization was just sticking their toes in the water with 3D and intelligent wiring. A coworker and I attended the face-to-face meeting, and both of us were warmly welcomed and encouraged to get involved. Personally, I've always been almost painfully shy, but the value of the consortium was so apparent, I just fell in love with it. The leadership chair at the time encouraged me to consider a leadership role. So when a spot opened up, I asked to be considered. I was given a co-chair role and began to panic. I wanted to do this group justice and I just had to figure it all out. I joined Toastmasters International to gain some public speaking confidence. And now I act as an area director for Toastmasters International as well. So who would have thought? In addition to job knowledge, I have gained opportunities for personal growth and professional development. The SDSIC has brought is invaluable.
Ah, that's great, Audrey. If you want to hear more from Audrey in our full episode, it is episode 2 of the Power Up Podcast, and you can find that on the consortium website and view the whole thing. It's a great conversation that we have with Audrey. Now let's hear from our co-chair of the SDSIC, Mark Nelson from Idaho Power.
Well, definitely make it to every monthly meeting you can. And I already give advice to a newbie is to offer to do a presentation for your monthly meeting. Offer to show something that you do that you think can help everybody else and kind of break the ice on sharing. And also, if you're a mechanical, you know, an inventor user, maybe sit through some of the other committee meetings and if you can, and see what problems the electoral committee is dealing with or civil in it. Because we're finding that over time that they're all kind of related, you know, the more you know what, speak a little bit of the other language and yeah, get involved so that someday you'll become the co-chair and eventually a chair. And, you know, and especially if you start talking about the data management involved and that what the technology team deals with and yeah. And this is where, you know, IT people are people too. We've had a couple shared meetings in the past where we've kind of brought either electrical or inventor together with some vault people. And sure enough, there's, like you just said, it's like, wait a minute, we can store that there or we can share that with these other disciplines. So much to do. And in that space. Yeah. Get involved in little bites and volunteer to be a chair or co-chair or help them out. You know, if you see a chair that's kind of overwhelmed because they're trying to do the schedule and maybe do a presentation and do those sorts of things.
Right.
I would suggest reach out and offer to take on one of those monthly meetings for them.
The more
of us that do that, the better.
That's some great advice from Mark Nelson. If you want to hear the full episode there, it's episode number 9, where Mark and I dive into technology and all the background he's had in the SDSIC over the years and some great conversations there. Now let's move on and hear from Jeff Spence, one of our biggest supporters in the SDSIC from Empirical.
I guess I would leave with you today on something, and that is always be learning. Never, ever stop learning. I've never understood. We go to college, we learn from books and this, that, and the other. Then we get out of college and we don't, and some people don't want to read anymore, right? Never understood that. And so I would say absolutely read, read, read. Learn. If I've always adopted the philosophy, if I can learn from somebody else's mistake and help me not make that same mistake, then that much closer to where I want to be.
That was from episode number one of this podcast series. And if you want to catch that whole thing, you can hear lots of great advice from Jeff and how he feels it's critical to support the SDSIC as an engineering service provider and vendor. So lots of great stuff there. Now let's hear from the man that coined the tagline for our website, Design, Integrate, Automate, and currently the Business Strategy Committee Chair, Mr. Bill Gordon from Southern Company.
When you join these committees, you're going to learn a lot. But yeah, we want you to contribute a lot too.
Right.
That's how we grow. We need everybody with a voice. Doesn't matter if you're from a small municipality or if you're from a large, corporation somewhere, everybody's got a voice. I love that about the SDIC.
Yeah.
It's not only the large Southern Company or Duke or, any of those other really large companies out there that drive this. It's every individual that drives the SDSIC. And the more everybody brings to the table, the better off we'll be. For me, just anybody listening to us, I encourage you to reach out, join, come to a meeting. No matter, if it's this one or the next one or two down the road, you'll always be welcome there. And we'd love to hear your thoughts. More than happy to help, but we'd love to hear your thoughts.
Always great to hear from Bill. If you want to hear that full episode, that is episode number 3. And you can hear all about Bill's background and a lot more of what he's done with the SDSIC. Now let's hear from our current chair of the Electrical Committee, Justin Martin from Duke Energy, and some of his thoughts around getting started with the SDSIC.
I went there just open mind, trying to understand, get a better understanding of everything. And that consortium was, it was really awesome meeting the people that were there. And moving forward to the last one we just had, because of COVID and stuff, we had years that were virtual, I see how much has grown. And I was just like, wow, it was just amazing to me to see how many more new members have joined the consortium.
Right.
And the progression from when I seen it, when I first joined up until now, this consortium has progressed so much in my opinion, and it's awesome. Like I truly enjoy it and I'm looking forward to the future with it for sure.
And we're looking forward to seeing what Justin does with the Electrical Committee in 2024 as it continues to grow in one of our larger committees for sure. Now let's hear from the chair of our newest committee, the Innovative Solutions Committee, Mr. Ernie Barton from Southern Company. And Ernie has managed to grow this group really quick. And let's find out if he needs some help with anything and what he thinks is going on this year.
Yeah, I mean, topics are huge. If you can think of valuable topics that you think we can all learn from, that'll be huge. I don't want to get on a call once a month and just say, hey guys, what's, how you doing? And talk and all that. I want it to be, structured and we all, leave with feeling like we gained something from the call.
Mm-hmm.
So, just what I would say to all the newbies out there is just come join me. Get, while I'm new, you be new with me and we'll learn this together and we'll figure it out and we'll establish a, an awesome, awesome group. And then we'll be the, the founders and the start of something that's going to turn out to be an amazing adventure.
That's so great. And Ernie's done such a great job in 23 growing that group and getting the activity going. I think he's had some of the larger meetings this year, even at our live event. So looking forward to more of that in 2024. Now let's hear from one of our earliest members, Mr. Jeremy Morton from Power Engineers, who's been with the SDSIC since the very beginning.
come and get involved. And by get involved, I don't mean come and make everybody know your name and offer up advice to people. That's not at all what you need to do to get involved. Just come, soak it in, learn some things. If you get an opportunity and you want to, we're all very happy to help and would love to talk to you. Everybody's there to learn and to help drive this thing so that we all can do these jobs a little easier, a little better, and to get a little more throughput through, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to learn all that. And then the biggest benefit on the backside, once you get to the promise of that data-rich environment, and that's our ultimate goal. For new people, just come and soak it up, right?
Great advice from one of the folks that's given so much to the SDSIC, Jeremy Morton. You can hear our full conversation on episode 6 if you want to check that out. It's pretty entertaining. Now let's hear from another chair. This is Josh Clark from PPL, our current chair of the physical committee.
The consortium and everybody kind of looked at the landscape of everything, and wow, we were right there with some of the people that had started the consortium, kind of.
Yeah.
And by kind of, you know, I'll say a little bit of luck involved in that. But, I think it was a little bit of a miss on our part to not sign up as early. You know, we were encouraged to get involved, but we didn't. We held back a little bit, and I think we would have been better off getting in, especially once we made that commitment when we were doing this type of thing, to get involved, just have somebody else to talk to and work through ideas, because, you know, it's so a massive amount of scope of what you're trying to do, and it's hard to focus in on those little pieces sometime, or you get sidetracked on some of the little pieces and forget about the bigger picture. So, yeah, but that was our involvement. And I think I attended one face-to-face and next thing I know, I got on the monthly meetings and started participating, and they're asking me to do more.
So was it the Amar, like, who first got you involved? Because I know you were co-chair first for the physical committee.
So one of our founding members, I hope we'll hear from him on one of these podcasts soon, Jeremy Morton, was the guy that reached out to me and got me. He was the chair at the time of the physical committee, and he needed a co-chair, and he reached out to me and asked me if I was interested, and basically he started my involvement as far as the leadership here at the consortium. And then I also have to shout out to John Thomas, who was the chair of the whole consortium at the time as well. Great support and really coaching me on a lot of my speaking, you know, my public speaking and just helping me along, be a leader of this organization. So those two guys really, started off, and of course yourself, Trevor, there as well, helping me out with things.
Yeah, Josh has done such a great job at the physical committee. It is the largest committee that we have. Very active monthly calls, YouTube channels, demos, they've got it all. So that's, if you want to check that out, it's episode 7. If you want to hear the whole thing, here's some more information from Josh and go a little deeper on the physical committee. Now let's hear from a member that's got some great advice for new folks maybe looking to come into our industry, Mr. Sean Weekly from Power Engineers.
Get on in here. Quit that sissy.
Awesome.
Yeah. That there is more opportunity for software and creating software and creating solutions in this industry than people even understand. This
there
is
you go.
A target-rich environment.
I'd encourage you to check out that full conversation. It's episode 8 with Sean Weekly from Power Engineers. We bounce around quite a bit of technology ideas there, and yeah, we had some fun along the way. Now let's hear from another long-standing member who's been there from the very beginning, even helping us organize early on, Mr. Dwayne Guidry from Power Engineers as well.
I would say go in eyes wide open, and you know, don't be afraid to engage in conversation. The thing I really like about the SDSIC, and I felt it from the very first one I went to, I use the sorority fraternity community, and it really is, you know, there may be some organizations in there that compete, but the lion's share, people are there to help. And there are some organizations that are further along in some of their adoption of technology, you know, if you want to land on the BIM, and then those that are, you know, still curious about it. So you're going to have folks at all stages and all experiences. So get to know them, join the committees. Again, I've come away, you know, like with you, I mean, personal and professional, you know, friends out of this community.
Right.
Even though we only meet.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
You know, some of us only meet occasionally. You know, you kind of have that, you know, kind of develop a bond and, you know, and don't let it just stop, you know, when you, in this case, leave Nashville. You know, keep in touch. You know, it is really a friendly family. I call it a family oriented community, even though I said fraternity sorority, I'm going to be a hippie, but it is really a family environment, you know, that everybody is just willing to help and embrace it, engage it, bring it back to your, you know, bring back what you learned from your conversations and experience back to your organizations and kind of vet and have conversations to see how, you know, that whatever you learn could benefit, you know, your situation, your organization situations, what have you. So go in as a sponge, listen and learn, and come back again next year and reach out to others in the community that can help between face-to-face meetings.
Terrific advice from Duane back in episode 10. Check out the whole thing. Some great conversation there, and someone that's been there from the very beginning. Let's hear some background from Michael Bruce from 3D Translation Services and how he first got involved with the SDSIC.
It actually happened in 2015. I did that AU presentation on taking the leap from 2D to 3D. And I forgot who it was. I think it was Alan Saunders, but I don't remember. Somebody came to me after that class and suggested they were having the SDSIC meeting at AU that year. And he said, I would like for you to sit in on that meeting. And I said, okay. So awesome. Was Alan. But anyway, yeah. I said, okay. He says, you know, you're not a utility and all this kind of stuff. And I said, yeah, I understand. It'd be great to sit in because we use Inventor, right? So
right.
We do substation. You know, we're on the manufacturing end at the time. So I sat in and it was really interesting to sit in and, you know, people were thinking about, okay, how are we going to work with our vendors?
Yes.
Material suppliers, engineering firms, contractors, people like that. So I think they started thinking about it. And I think that's really how it started. And, you know, I would just come to the meetings. I always told Joey, I thought it was a good thing to be involved in it. So I think sometimes Chris would go, and over the years, we felt like it was good to have a representative from the people who were, you know, basically their suppliers. And you know, I think, and that was when Empirical, I think, started getting involved. And yeah. Then the other, you know, Burns and McDonald and people like that. And then you had CEFCOR. CEFCOR was a great help. Because, you know, yeah. We were using their fittings to do prefabricated bus, and we needed those models.
Right.
And Elizabeth and all the people there were great in getting us those models. I mean, that was one of the greatest things in the world when they were involved. And now you have, you know, people like Southern States and other vendors are now realizing how important it is to have the exact content. I mean, down to the, I mean, you don't have to have every little detail, you know, all the clearances for equipment in the substation. And so having them as accurate as possible is very important, especially, you know, how they operate. So it's been good to have that. And that's how I got involved. And I've just been interested in it the whole time. And when I retired, you know, from Distran, I felt like I wanted to still be involved in the effort. So that's been my, so I've tried to make it to as many of them as I could. And of course, we had the pandemic and unfortunately I can't be there this year, but I definitely would like to in the future. I think it's a great community, and it really helps having, you know, everybody meeting everybody and learning how people do things and improving how they do them, and just getting support, because it's a difficult subject. It's one that among utilities, it's a hard thing. It's a hard bite off, you know. So, and even really among suppliers, it's not that easy to do. So I think the more support you have, the better off you are.
Wow. So much experience there with Michael. So episode 11, Michael Bruce and I had the conversation, not just on the SDSIC, but also some background, and even discussed a lot of the 3D and the transition to 3D. So great episode there. Now here's Dennis Beck, the president of SBS, and why he feels the SDSIC is such an important part of the industry.
Yeah, no, it's an amazing organization. You know, my first SDSIC, kind of like the last one, which I unfortunately couldn't attend, but my first one was in 2016, and that was at Burns & McDonnell in Kansas City.
Oh, yeah.
It was really impressive to go there to see just how much open communication was going on. You know, the entire group was sharing information and experiences. And I realize utilities are a little different. I've worked with utilities for over 30 years now, but the open information sharing was just really tremendous. Mm. So that was my first experience. I've really enjoyed it ever since. I have a lot of places I could be, and I always try my best to get out to the SDSIC meetings for that reason. You know, for my role as CEO, I also consider myself, you know, having one of the chief inventor roles too. You know, I want to hear about the problems users are having, and I view every one of those as an opportunity for us to innovate, to do something better, you know, to make customers' life a little more enjoyable every day. So there's a lot of really fun things that the SDSIC stimulates for us.
Yeah, Dennis and the team at SBS are such big supporters of the SDSIC, both in sponsorship at live events and having personnel joining the monthly calls at each committee level to offer up expertise. Absolutely terrific to have them all on board and working closely with all the SDSIC members. Now let's hear from another great supporter of the SDSIC, Michael Bussinger from Burns & McDonald, current co-chair of the Civil Committee.
Clients or competitors, or we're all in this industry together. And I think that's one of the big reasons around this community is, you know, we're all in one room trying to learn together and learn from one another. I think if someone's having one problem, the likelihood that someone else has already had that and maybe has solved it, it's very high. And a lot of the people that are joining these committees are industry leaders, and very, you know, their thinking is very innovative. And so we could create very unique solutions or unique workflows and really use those across, you know, across companies and utilities, and really create, I think, a much better product across the board.
Yeah, Michael's done such a great job helping out with the Civil Committee and helping us organize the Kansas City event last year. Absolutely great. Now, this next guest I had on was our very first chair of the SDSIC, helping us establish the charter, the organization, really kick things off and make it official and get it going from day one. Mr. Michael Goins from Power Engineers joined me for a conversation on episode 14, and I asked him how he felt about the consortium and where it's gotten to today.
It's crazy. It's absolutely unbelievable. You know, I think back, you know, and that kind of goes into how I was elected as a chairperson. our first order of business back then was to set up infrastructure and to basically find a meeting place for the first conference, which happened to be Nashville Electric. And that's where we just had, we set everything up and we had a vote. And, you know, we voted in all of the chairs, the vice chairs, all the contingency plans. We adopted the charter, the operating guidelines, you know, all of that stuff. And as you say, it just grew from just a handful of folks to what it is today. And as you know, and Audrey knows, and Jeremy and John, all of the chairpersons who, you know, plan for the SDSIC, it is a job. It is almost like a second job. but I was really glad to do it. It was something that really, you know, helped push the industry forward, because I think that's what needs to stay at the forefront is, you know, what will help our industry move forward to help each other, since we're not in such a competitive environment. Well, I think, you know, to continue along the SDSIC, remaining a conduit of information to all the members, you know, I see that as very critical. You know, if you think about it, our industry has other conferences. They have other platforms to network, to gather information. You know, there's all sorts of other conferences, IEEE, SEE, you know, where folks can gather knowledge about subjects pertaining to their work and what they do every day.
Right.
And why not our design tools and our workflows and information? That's the very lifeblood of what we produce. So it only makes sense that, you know, we have a conference dedicated for that, making sure information gets out to all the members and a general place that folks can come and, you know, communicate with each other, benchmark what each other is doing, and help each other out. So that's kind of the way I see it.
So that was the conversation with Michael Goins. That was episode 14. And interesting to hear how we've gone from the initial setup of a charter and the idea of the consortium to the 2,000 members we have now at the end of 2023. So check out that full episode and listen to some more of what Michael's been through in his career. Now let's hear from our main contact at Autodesk, Mr. Jack Hobson, who's been with us since his days at Ameren. And I asked him when his first time at the SDSIC was.
In Birmingham. And that was my first in-person SCSIC event. Yeah. But so that was my first in-person engagement where I met John and some other people, some Autodesk people that, you know, still work here today that I met later. And again, it was just good, you know, to kind of be, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, like number three or four utility kind of jumping into this intelligent design thing. To tell our story and, you know, talk to other people just listening to just other people's pain points, whether it had to do with intelligent design or not, like just in building and getting substations built and energized and maintained and operated and all that stuff.
There's a real strength in knowing that you're not alone, right?
Yeah.
For better or worse, even if there's five of you making the same types of mistakes or gone through similar issues, at least you're not alone.
Right. And, you know, and the work that, you know, these folks are doing in utilities in general, even outside substation, distribution, generation, you know, the work these designers are doing is just so important. And I don't know that they know that. I mean, I use this tagline when I present, nothing against people who design sneakers or tennis shoes. But like, if tennis shoes disappeared tomorrow, it would not have a large impact on my life. Mm-hmm. Electricity disappears. Gas disappears, you know, that's a major impact, right? Like, how often does your power go out and you go to flip the switch 20 minutes later and you're like, oh, duh, the power's out.
Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah. Amazing how it impacts everything that we do.
Absolutely. And so I tell people, I'm like, just remember the work you do. And it's just, it is really important. It may not feel that way, but my gosh, with the infrastructure, you know, needing updating the way it is, you know, trying to implement this new technology, it's just so important what those folks do behind the screen every day when they're designing this stuff out.
Boy, you love to hear the passion in Jack's voice. So check it out. That's episode 15 with Jack Hobson from Autodesk. We get into a lot of different discussions on technology and background, and Jack offers up quite a bit of advice for members as well. So check it out. Now let's hear from the current chair of the technology committee, Mr. Scott Dimple from AEP.
you know, just a lot of energy, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's kind of going through the same things, and everybody's trying to learn from one another and improve what they're doing. So just the energy in the building, I thought, was incredible. I go to a bunch of other events, and a lot of times it's a bunch of leaders talking about like high level strategy things, or a bunch of vendors trying to convince you to buy products and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But what I really like about the SDS I see is that it's more geared towards frontline engineers, designers, et cetera. So it's really, you know, engineers and designers presenting to other engineers and designers. And it's really that ground level discussion. So it's really, really beneficial to all the people that attend. It's very, very relevant, and it's done with a minimal amount of BS, I guess I'll say. you get the real message, you know, from the people that are actually. Yeah, that's really what it's all about, right? I mean, everybody's had successes, everybody's had failures. It's just talk about those things so that other people can avoid the scraped knees and learn what's working for you, and we can all get better as a result.
Yeah, Scott did such a great job in 23. He's got the technology committee really booming, very busy, lots of activity going on there. So check it out and join the monthly calls, and definitely try to be at the live event. So the only person I could think of to close out 23 is our very own chair, Audrey Marich, and some final thoughts on the SDSIC.
Membership to the SDSIC is free. Access to the monthly committee meetings are free as well. We do have a small fee to attend face-to-face meetings, but this fee does not come close to touching the cost of holding such an event. We rely on sponsors to cover the cost that registration does not. We have a few amazing sponsors who come back eagerly sponsoring every event we hold, but of course we are looking for more involvement. Sponsorship opportunities are shown on our website, sdsconsortium.com. With your sponsorship, your organization will be heavily recognized through signage, slides within the presentations, and depending on the level of sponsorship, some free passes can be included. Recognition of your sponsorship will also appear on the website throughout the year, long after the event has passed. In addition to the sponsorship for the face-to-face events, we are grateful for those who sponsor our day-to-day expenses, like our Zoom Mini account and costs associated with website maintenance. If you have an interest in that sort of sponsorship, you can make that happen by reaching out to me directly, and you can find my contact information on the website. And to those who are already sponsors, thank you. We would not be where we are today without you.
And there you have it. That's the wrap-up for 2023 in the Power Up Podcast. I tried to pull out a piece of advice from each one of the members that I've had on and all the different episodes throughout 2023. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you have a great holiday season. We'll see you in the 24. Hopefully you'll be in Kansas City with us live springtime. Check out the website. Find all the information there. And yeah, we'll see you in 24.